how to resist the urge of Maya Devi. There are two different things. One is resisting Maya, the other is connecting with Krishna. So if our focus is on this resisting Maya, that is a very negative focus, and that is not going to work in this long term. Our focus should be on connecting with Krishna. If I have this glass, and if I say that I don't want there to be any water, any air in this glass, to try to remove all the air from the glass is very difficult. Even if I succeed in removing all the air, I create vacuum. A sound little small hole comes and immediately air will rush inside. So, to just remove the air from the glass is difficult. But if I fill the glass with water, the air automatically gets removed. But similarly, if we try to remove Maya from our consciousness, that is a very difficult thing to do. So, yad-bāda-panukha-ca-palāśa-vidāsa-bhaktyā-karmāśa-ngattva-mutukati-yadī-sam-udgati-yadī-santhā-tadvanna-rikta-matayo-yatayo-murāha-soto-manistha-malam-madhivāsu. In this prayer they said that there are some people who try to rikta-matayo. They try to make their consciousness empty. But that doesn't work. They make their consciousness empty, but suddenly floods of desires come and inundate their consciousness. But tamaranam-bhajavāsudevam-bhajavāsudevam. Worship Lord Vasudev and delight in His worship. So that is like filling our mind with Krishna. So all of us should find out, you know, what aspects of Krishna Bhakti we feel inspired by, we feel connected with. It may be kirtan, it may be bhajan, it may be katha, it may be deity worship, whatever. Whatever inspires us, we do that more and more. And when we do that more and more, then by that we become attracted increasingly towards Krishna. Our mind becomes filled with Krishna. And that is the most effective way to deal with mind. Along with that, all of us have certain weaknesses where we are especially vulnerable to mind. And we need to create special protection with respect to that. That means, if I am here, temptation is here, then we should create some obstacles between us and that temptation. Because when desires attack, it's not that the desires are troubling us 24 hours a day. There's slight trouble may be there, but there are certain phases where the desires go into surges. So, at that time, if the temptation is readily available, we will immediately indulge in it. But if there are some obstacles in between us, then by the time we get over that obstacle and reach Krishna, that time our intelligence comes to reach, not reach Krishna, get to indulging in that object. By that time our intelligence gets restored and we can protect ourselves. So, with respect to our weaknesses, so for example, if somebody has a tendency to overeat, then don't keep food very readily accessible. Or don't keep at least fatty food or some delicious food. You can just keep some fruits and things like that, which are not sense gratificatory, which are not fatty or whatever. So we can, based on our individual weaknesses, create some kind of obstacles so that when the urge comes, we are not able to indulge in it. That is more of a protective thing. But more positive thing is, we try to find out what connects us with Krishna and absorb ourselves more and more in that.